If you're a child here this morning, and there are some of you out there, I know, I want to make sure that all of you see the new banner that is hanging over my right shoulder, above the organ, behind the pulpit here in church this morning. And just in case you can't see it very well, Larry is going to screen share it for us this morning to make sure you all get to see exactly what it says and what it looks like. It's a familiar saying, probably, to many of us now. Every child matters, that I think we began first hearing when Orange Shirt Day first began. And it's become quite a common saying around our community as we seek together to make sure we remember the past and that we honor people, children particularly, who have suffered in the past as a result of government policies and church actions that caused harm to them. So Larry's going to take that away now. And I'm going to try to make sure that particularly children, that you understand what it means and what we're trying to say when we say every child matters. It means that you are important. You matter. Now, it's true, everybody matters, no question. Everybody is important. Doesn't matter how old or young you may be, you matter and you are important. But sometimes it happens that children can get overlooked because children aren't powerful. Children don't generally have tons of money to throw around and make a big impression with. Children may not be quite physically as strong as some adults. They may not be quite as loud as some adults, although I know a few that are a little bit noisy. But it's easy at times for children to be ignored, to not be paid attention to. And so it's really important that as a child, you know that who you are matters. What you think matters. What you feel matters. What you say matters. How you are able to be in the world, in your family, in your school, in your community, all those things are very, very important. And they should never be overlooked. And you should never feel that somehow what you say is less important than what someone else says. You should never be made to feel that somehow your feelings don't matter, that your feelings are not important. You need to pay attention to your feelings and your thoughts and to your well-being. And you need to be around people who pay attention to and consider your feelings, your thoughts, and your well-being. You should never feel ignored. And if you find yourself in a place where you do feel ignored, and it's not possible for you to make your feelings known, then you need to find a way and a place where you can let people know that you have felt ignored, that you have felt kind of pushed to one side, and that you know that you had the feeling that somehow someone was saying that you don't matter. Jesus said to adults that if you don't become like a little child, you'll never really know who God is. So if we're going to know about God as adults, as grown-ups, we actually need to become more like you, And that's another one of the reasons why you, children, matter so much, because you have a special ability to show us who God is like. Because you have less of the anxieties of grown-ups, you probably have fewer of the responsibilities of grown-ups, and so you're freer and you're more open and you're more vulnerable and you're more honest than sometimes we older people are. And so when we look at you, we get to see what God looks like. We get to see a picture of who God is. And that's one of the special gifts that you bring to us. And it's one of the reasons why you matter so much. You matter because you look like God. Your lives look like God. Your behavior, your actions can and often do look like love and goodness and truth and beauty. And when you look like those things, you show us the nature of God. And that's important for us as adults, because sometimes we forget. We forget what God looks like. And when we forget what God looks like, we go off after other things and we cause harm and we cause hurt. And our history, the history of our country, the history of our church, shows us lots of times when we have forgotten to look at children and to see who we truly are. And so we have caused harm. We have caused hurt. We have caused violence in our human family. And we need to say, we are so, so sorry for the ways that we have participated in forgetting God. And in forgetting God, we have caused harm. We have hurt others. And we have to say that we want you, you children, to show us the way to be gentle, to show us the way to remember who God is, to show us the way to be more open, more loving, and more kind, to remind us of who we truly are. Because, you know, when we say every child matters, and when we say you are important, that means that we need to say to everyone else in our lives that they are important too. We need to say to people who may not look like us, you matter. You are important. We need to say to people who don't worship like us, who don't go to the kind of church we go to, or don't go to any church at all, we need to be able to say to them, you matter. You are important. We need to say to people who have a different language than we are, or who walk differently, or speak differently, or look differently from us. We need to be able to say with our hearts, genuinely, to them, you matter. What you feel is important. We care about who you are and about how you are able to live fully as the person God created you to be. So every time you hear or see this expression, every child matters, you need to take to heart that you are one of those children who matters. And our job is to communicate to one another that we understand that everybody matters, and that it is our task in life to do all that we can to avoid harming others and to make a world in which together we can grow in peace, We can grow in love. We can grow in being able to color the way we want to color, make music the way we want to make music, dance the way we want to. Well, I don't want to dance, but if somebody did want to dance the way they want to dance, to play sports the way they want to play sports, whatever it is, that we want to be a world, we want to be a community, a family, a church, where everyone knows that their contribution to our life together is deeply valued, and that we care about being a place where they can give themselves in whatever way they feel called in their heart to offer themselves as part of our community, as part of the human community, as part of the world community. That no one is unimportant. No one should ever be forgotten. And we need to tell the truth about times in our lives when perhaps we have forgotten people who were different, or forgotten about people who weren't living exactly the same way we live, and we haven't listened to them. And when we don't listen to one another, we fail to hear who the other person really is. And when we fail to hear who the other person really is, then it's not possible for us to tell them that they matter. Because as soon as we stop listening, what we say is, you don't matter. Jesus wants us to know that the beauty and the light of God lives in every person who was ever created. And therefore, every person matters. Every person is important. Every person is of deep, deep value. And as we pay attention to one another, as we listen, as we keep our eyes open to be aware of every person's unique contribution to life, without you, something is missing. Without every person, some quality is absent from our human family. And that's deeply sad. And it causes people to experience terrible pain when they're not heard, when their contribution isn't taken and given value, when their needs are not taken into consideration. And we want to be a family. We want to be a church. We want to be a community where every person knows that all people matter, that the contribution of everyone is important. You children, you have the power to lead the way in helping us remember that all people matter. And God loves and cares for and wants the fullest expression of every person on earth to be heard all the time. Amen.